Daniel Rodriguez grew up about an hour from Norman, so naturally, the Sooners were kind of a big deal. He knew from a young age he would probably never step foot on Owen Field as a football star, but he also knew that wasn't the only way. And in the fall of 2009, he fulfilled a lifelong dream when he sprinted onto Owen Field as a member of the Pride of Oklahoma. Here, Daniel tells us what it was like to take his first steps on Owen Field.
You know what's coming, and then it happens, and you have about 10 steps before you get out of the tunnel. And you're in a full-on sprint because you don't have a lot of time to do it. You have to be there or else everything's ruined. And so you can hear the crowd, but then you step out, and you can imagine 85,000 people just talking in conversation, how loud it is, much less 85,000 people screaming. It's something that you can't even describe on how to experience. It's one of those things. There's 300 of you in the band, but yet there's 85,000 people plus people, you know, on TV or whatever watching you, and they're all looking exactly at you and cheering for you. It's really unspeakable on how to explain. I got in band in 6th grade, and I remember my first OU game was 7th grade, and the band running out, and to this day still, just you get chills if you've ever been in band and you watch that, just because you see, like, you know that that's something you could accomplish one day and be a part of. And like I said, just thinking about it now, like, I get chills even just thinking about, you know, being a part of the band and all, everything that they get to do with it. Even from the second you get in Pride, you have a rehearsal that night, and you talk about everything, and every day you kind of work on it, and you just keep building towards it, and your anticipation for it just keeps growing and growing. And that's not even something, you know, as a freshman you understand. Every year that you work on it, even my second year in Pride, there's still an anticipation that you just keep growing and growing, and it's still, like, it's crazy just thinking about that. I was actually able to be a part of all that. You have a morning rehearsal, which you go over everything and practice and rehearse for everything. And then you usually have about an hour, hour and a half to go change into your uniform. And then there's pep bands throughout the day that you have to be a part of. And then 2 hours before kickoff, you have a concert that you do for public out in the North Oval. And then you do a parade to the stadium, and then you get into the tunnel. And you usually have about 45 minutes to just kind of hang out in the tunnel. You get some water, you hydrate. Slowly, as it gets closer and closer, there's every section kind of has their ritual that they do, and you just kind of slowly and slowly everyone starts getting more pumped up and pumped up. And then right before everyone goes out, there's a chance that everyone does, as a whole band, you do. And there's two tunnels that you have two tunnels, the away tunnel and the home tunnel, and they both do the same ritual. You know, every section kind of does their own thing. My section, personally, we all kind of hit our horns together. It was just one of the things we did. And you do your chants, and then you just get ready for the run-on. I didn't sleep at all the night before. I remember it was a late game, so we didn't have rehearsal till like 9 a.m. But me and a lot of the freshmen kind of in my section all went and hung out. We were just – all of us, you could just kind of tell we're all jittery, just kind of even just thinking about, like, man – in less than 24 hours, we're finally going to get to do the run-on that we've practiced so many times and we've heard about and most of us have seen before, and just been kind of the part of the reason that a lot of people do Pride is the pregame. That's one of the things that's the best thing you can ever experience in life. And so, yeah, I don't think any of us really slept that night. It's kind of even hard to explain. Like, just thinking about it, you kind of get chills. Like, I remember my first time ever. And it's not something you get used to. Every time I did it for the 2 years I was in it, it was one of the best experiences of my life every single time, just running on. Like, I mean, for most of us, you know, we all love sports, but how many people in the did sports but never got to do anything out of high school? It was kind of like we got to continue our pro career into college, kind of, with, but we did it through band instead of through sports.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Joey Adams.